That tuned in for our latest episode, our first episode back after so long, after a million years, ladies and gentlemen, aka a year, JK, after 1 month total, probably, ladies and gentlemen. The amount of people that tuned in, the amount of people that tuned in, the amount of people that listened, the amount of people that were excited about our most recent episode. Oh my god, I fucking love you just as much as you motherfuckers do. So, be sure, ladies and gentlemen, alright, as always, be sure to check out our recent episode, episode 507, The Wild Return. Was that what it was called? Dude, if we're butchering shit already within, like, 60 seconds of the pod, yeah, we should might as well cancel ourselves out, because holy shit, dude, we can't be doing that, dude. The Wild Return. The Wild Return, episode 507. The Wild Return. Be sure to check it out. Available everywhere else you get your podcast. All right, everywhere. Not just Apple Podcasts, not just Amazon Music, not just anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're available everywhere and everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere you get your podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We've already talked about this. We've already discussed this. We discussed it on the last episode, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, it does not matter. If you've already had subscribed to us, if you've already subscribed, ladies and gentlemen, then you're already game. You're already in the ballpark. You're already ready to have this discussion. You're already ready to have this great time with us, ladies and gentlemen. And we don't fuck around when it comes to this. We're ready to absolutely go at any given time, ladies and gentlemen. So, wow, without further ado, you're back. We're back. We're ready to go. It's been 2+ minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So, being here thinking, what the fuck episode are we on, ladies and gentlemen? So, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode 508 of True Speech with the King. Obviously, like I said, as always. It's your truth. Blah, 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 blah. Back and back and back and forth and back and back. You little slut and tack and tack. Kiss my ass, little faggot, little fucking motherfucker. All right. But anyway, in all realisticness, ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 508 with True Speech with the King. Episode 508. We're back. Do we butcher that number of the show? Hella bad. So we're on episode 508. We just said that for the third time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. We have one stack show from the top to the motherfucking bottom. I went back and re-listened to all of our episodes. I mean, this is our episode 507. Dude, oh my god. How exciting was it to drop an episode like that? However, I'm still figuring out how to look at the stats and stuff like that. So once I figure out how to do that shit, then that means you're really, really fucking on top of it, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, something popped up in my head right now that I cannot mention here on the show. So not only is this episode 508, ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. It's 4 a.m. It's May 23rd, 2024. May 23rd, 2024. Why are we skipping? Are we retarded, kind of? Are we kind of slow? What the fuck's wrong with us, man? We're fucking absolutely fucking slow. Slower than the absolute on this episode. We can't be that way, ladies and gentlemen. Because goddamn, Lord knows how difficult it was to combine audio together. I mean, dude, the last episode, dude, we had a couple parts on the show that weren't meant to be put together, right? I mean, meaning, like, there was a lot of parts. So there were some parts that were meant to be put together. But point blank is, dude, we didn't have one whole last part of the show that was meant to be put together. So with that being said, we just didn't have one part for the whole show. So it made it a little bit more difficult. Because if you don't know, like I said, this is a mobile studio, right? So we got all those mobile studios, shit like that. So we don't have it all together in one spot. So that means that we go back and we redo the, we resubmit the show in a lot of different ways. I mean, meaning like, dude, so we just resubmit the show. There's one whole part, right? And if we don't, then there's a fucking problem, right? So, I mean, like, so it's more convenient if you have it in one whole ass fucking thing to go, and it's ready to go no matter what. So people are probably thinking, like, dude, he's fucking zooted. What the fuck going on here? But we're back, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck is up, guys? Great. Goodness is upon us. Goodness is upon us. Good morning to all, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning and good evening. Good night. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. It does not fucking matter, dude, because I know what I've learned, dude, the cycle of people being up no matter what the fuck you say is up. Motherfuckers are up no matter what fucking part of the day there is. And as we said, we have one hell of a show, so we're not going to lie to y'all. I know. Wait, raise your hand if you're going to hold it against me, okay? Raise your hand if you're going to be a little bitch and hold it against me. Anyway, women hold things against men all the time, so I'm not calling you guys bitches or anything like that, but if you're going to hold something against me, raise your hand right now, ladies and gentlemen. Raise your fucking hand. It's all right. I 150% understand and appreciate. And, you know, the best part about anything, when people have accountability, when people understand, and when people recognize and or are aware of their fuck-ups. Motherfuckers that do that are the best. And, you know, obviously, like, they're the... some of the best motherfuckers that there is in the world. Because if niggas were just going around just doing shit without having any accountability and whatnot, you know, dude, life would be so much more fucked in the ass than anything. And, you know, what the fuck would life be, dude? If you're in your fucking off in life and just not caring and giving a fuck about anything, dude, you think anyone's going to give a fuck about you? And you think anyone's going to give a fuck about your decisions? Let alone, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't even bring light to a motherfucker that's doing or performing or having any kind of situation here, ladies and gentlemen. Let alone, like, dude, we literally kind of just show that example of that on the podcast, and we're good off that because we're not anyone's babysitters. We're not anyone's social worker. We're not anyone's psychiatrist. Hey, backtrack that, baby. Backtrack that shit for a second. We can be people's psychiatrists, man. Mind you, is there like a second strain of COVID out there today? Because I'll fuck you. Fuck you, niggas. Fuck all you little faggots. Just kidding. No, because, dude, it went from like the chilly part, like, oh, so chilly, I got the chills, blah, 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 to a little ugly-ass dry cough. Dude, Does anyone have that dry cough? Ladies, raise your fucking hand right now. Do you have that dry cough? It just seems like motherfuckers have the dry cough. Be honest. Be realistic. Dude, be honest. Do you motherfuckers have the dry cough? Because, dude, I have the dry cough, and I'm still saying in some forms. I do have. I don't give a fuck to admit. And I don't give a fuck not to admit. I mean, fuck you niggas. It's all right. I'm ready to admit it. I don't give a fuck, dude. Hey, man, we got the COVID 2024 strain. It's all right. It's complete. It's all right. It's 100%, man. It's good to be back. Like I said, dude, we're in about 30 seconds away from 10 minutes in for our first 10 minutes of the show. And, dude, you know, better yet, we admit to the people than anything, right? Because, dude, it's not my fault. I mean, it's not anyone's fault, man. Is it called the bird flu? What the fuck is a bird flu? Are you fucking serious, bruh? The bird flu? Can you believe it? I mean, I goddamn well hope that that's not what the fuck it's called. If that's what it is, dude, you might as well just chop my head off now, ladies and gentlemen. But, oh my goodness. This episode 508, dude, we have the notes pre-written. And I'm over here looking at the notes from top to bottom. Here, my sinuses are they're fucking jerked off bad. What the fuck are we going to do about that, ladies and gentlemen? So from top to bottom, we got Stack Show. We've already talked about that anyway. So if you motherfuckers want to follow us, True Speech Pod on Instagram, on Threads, and X, formerly known as Twitter, True Speech Pod. We're still on suspension, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys, so remember the last episode, right? We talked about our suspension from Twitter, right? So fast forward to this episode specifically, that we're still on suspension. So we got a couple more days left. Here you're on suspension. So by episode 509, y'all, we will be ready and willing like 18-year-old virgins. Oh, yeah, I'm ready and willing to get fucked. Just kidding. But we'll be ready. For sure, we'll be ready by 509, ladies and gentlemen. So gather yourselves up. Get ready to go. And we'll be ready to absolutely fuck some shit up here on episode 509, ladies and gentlemen. So let's break this shit down. Let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. We have a serious fucking problem here. We have one fucking goddamn serious problem. We have one fucking serious problem. We have a fucking serious fucking ass problem here in the world. And it's not just in America, ladies and gentlemen. It's worldwide. It's in many places that you could possibly imagine, dude. Human/women/children, sex trafficking, ladies and gentlemen, in America. You have a fucking ass problem when it comes to that. I mean, I don't know. I talked about this like probably a couple episodes ago. You got these elites, right? You got these people with a master plan. You got these people that want things to go how they want to go. They want a mass ultimate control of the people. Right? You mean you got all these Hollywood elites, what are these little fucking pussy motherfuckers? All these people that, you know, artists, music artists, actors, actresses, music artists, social media followers, dude, it does not fucking matter. I mean, dude, you look at Michael Rubin's all white party, bro. All white, the all white party. Does it mean you have to be all white? Wearing all white? Okay, first off, okay, what the fuck? Second off, I mean, dude, you're looking at it, dude. The world is surrounded by sex trafficking. And the United States ain't the only motherfuckers that are participating in it, all right? United States, okay, the United States is only a part of the puzzle, dude. The whole world is a part of this shit. United States is a portion of it. And when I say sex trafficking, dude, they ain't just children, man. it's biasly. It ain't just women and children. Girls and children. Women and children. Dude, it's men, children, and women. If the person can fuck, they can be sex trafficked. There's a serious problem here, like I said. It's something that has occurred for probably more than 30 plus years. Have I thought about it? I mean, dude, let's backtrack for 1 second. So can we give a quick shout out to In-N-Out Burger? You guys have In-N-Out Burger in the world out there? Anybody? Any little motherfuckers have In-N-Out Burger? In-N-Out Burger. Shout out to In-N-Out Burger. Because In-N-Out Burger knows what the fuck is up. The only goddamn restaurant in the world that I know that combats, actively talks about combating and fighting sex trafficking and trying to, you know, research it and try to, you know what, not, there's not much to research. But there is some things to, you know, obviously research and be aware of. But, dude, there's a lot of things that go on in the world that the elites don't want motherfuckers to find. That the elites don't want no motherfuckers to come up on. So it's going to forever be researched. Just like the cure for cancer. You little motherfuckers can research all you want. You guys can put money towards whatever the fuck it is in. But in reality, dude, we're working harder than we need to be. There's no goddamn reason to work any harder than we need to. You know what I mean? There's no fucking reason. Okay, so let's take 5 seconds to recap something real quick. How valid, I mean, Julie's probably going to stab me in the back for this one. How valid is taking pain pills with alcohol, bro? Because mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we got tequila here on the show. We have tequila. It's 420, you fucking son of a bitch. It's 420. Ready to go. All right,
man. Let's go.
All right. Does not matter. It matters, but it does not matter. Dude, it's great to be back. Yeah, yes, the last episode, dude, was the most wildest one. But we're all together on this one. There's no spreading apart. There's no different parts of this one. Now, we're not done shedding light on human trafficking. Dude, once I learned this shit, my brother told me a long ass time ago, man. You know, there comes a time where we learned so much about some shit. And, you know, on top of that, comes a time where we don't want to know that much stuff. Meaning that there's so much bullshit to learn about when it comes to all this little fucking elite shit. Good God, you're gonna come and kill everyone. Just know I did not kill myself. That's a pussy way out. I don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks or says or feels when it comes to that. Dude, fuck you. If you're against the truth, you're the fucking ass motherfucking problem in the world. You know what I mean? So, by all means, go fuck yourself. Right? That's the best way to shape it up and say, we gotta fucking pretend that we can't backtrack, actually. 2 seconds ago, 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2. We can't pretend that this shit isn't going on. There's a lot of shit going on, my dogs. There's a lot of fuck shit going on. Well, we can't pretend that it isn't going on. On top of that, dude, it's hot, man. I took off my sweater just now because, the window is not open because I'm good off of having the window open because, on top of that, dude, it's fucking hot in here, dude. And not to mention, man, I have the fattest fucking headache in the world. And it's a fattest fucking thing that's gonna probably never ever end. You know, when I talked about it on the last episode, is this gonna be like the most forever headache in the world? Let me go suck a dick real quick. No, I mean, it wasn't, but dude, fuck, man. Let it be known before the show, dude, we had like two juice boxes. We had a fucking more than half of this bottle of the tequila. There's only like maybe 15% left out of 100% left of this fucking tequila bottle. We're about to be fucking zooted and booted. We didn't drink all this, ladies and gentlemen, on one show though. So, hey, reserve your judgment. Go fuck yourself with all that bullshit. Alright? So, we got some more shit discussed to be discussed here on this episode of True Speech with the King. Like I said, I know we didn't mention my social media handles earlier, so GT King Official on Twitter, as well as I don't call it X. Fuck you if you call it X. GT King Official on Twitter. G the King _ Official on X. No, GT King _ Official on Instagram. I threw the lighter because I'm like, dude, I get pissed off when I don't say shit right, and so. Same thing as well. GT King _ Official on Threads. GT King _ Official on Instagram. We're available, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere you get your shows. So I'm just newly being released and able, ready and willing on Amazon Music, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't spark it up. We didn't fucking butcher the title. Amazon Music, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon Music, Amazon Music, Amazon Music, baby. Amazon Music also has a podcast segments as well. Podcast session. Doesn't fucking matter, man. You got to check out True Speech on Amazon Music as well. Don't fucking lag out on that. And don't keep yourself from it, because we have so much to learn. We have so much to do. And so much to discuss. So, with that being said, we have to discuss this P. Diddy video. The viral video. I'm sure everyone and their mother has seen this video. Of the video of him in the hallway. Look like he just got out the sauna. Or he just got out the fucking shower. I just got done jerking off. Comes out the fucking hallway with Cassie. Cassie, I don't know what the fuck Cassie's doing at the time. PD comes out and unloads a couple assault punches on her. Fucks her up a little bit. And, you know, there's no spot of this conversation to joke about. So P. Diddy comes in, kind of wild to be able to say, unloads a couple of left and right hands on Cassie. The internet goes fucking crazy, buddy. They go absolutely crazy. Thinking, oh my God. You guys should all shove dicks in your mouth. I mean, the world is in shock. People are just, oh my God. Oh my God. And you get the conspiracy theories lined up. You get every fucking person in the world lined up that's ready to take P. Diddy out. People thinking in their heads that they're ready to take him out. You got people that are hoping and praying on his downfall. Now, mind you, I'm not supporting any fucking motherfuckers here. I'm just saying there's categories of every type of person that there is out there. Yeah, so what I said about these motherfuckers sitting here, you know, P. Diddy released a video later on about it. I'm just discussing the timeline of events. And, you know, obviously I don't push for any kind of violence in relationships. I'm thinking in my head, dude, if I have a fucking problem, the only fucking problem I have right now, presently, to this day, to this very goddamn second, is this fat ass headache, buddy. I'm fucking thinking about this headache right now. But dude, when it comes to relationships, real talk. Sit back and relax. Like I said, sit back and relax. Spark your blood up, man. Get real with this one. Get real with this one, motherfuckers. Don't have a problem. Don't fucking put your hands on your woman. It doesn't fucking goddamn matter what the fuck happened. Or occurred, or anything. Even if the bitch cheats on you, dude. There's no fucking reason to do what you do. I mean, I trust me, dude. Trust me, man. Trust me, guys. I know. Someone, motherfucker, makes you the maddest in the possible world. Women make everyone mad. Just as men make everyone mad. There's no women do this more than men, or men do this more. Dude, sit down and have an even playing field. There ain't no fucking category. There ain't no time zone. There ain't no fucking meter for how much more any niggas does shit more than any of these other people. So sit your asses back in your seats and watch the chaos unfold. Women do things, men do things, women do things more superiorly than men. Everyone has their own qualities, man. Everyone has their own qualities. Everyone has their own qualities. Everyone has their own ways of doing things. Some shit happens. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of ways, a lot of different angles. Your ass can come and approach it. There ain't no specific one said way. I mean, there is one said way for anything in some forms. But there ain't no one said way. Fuck you if you think there's one way. Dude, those... What did I just say during the commercial break? Adderall? No. Adderall. Dude, will kill me if I did that. Hey, sinus severe? So it's Advil sinus. No, not sinus. Sinus severe is for faggots. That Advil one. No. So it's Tylenol. Tylenol sinus severe. Dude, my head has the fucking worst headache ever. Dude. So there was, I don't know if I mentioned this a couple times. I probably did a couple times in the last episode. But, dude, there was a couple times where I was like, dude, my head is fucking killing me so bad, bro. I was like, dude, I gotta take some of these sinus severe, no, extra strengths on the fucking show. I was like, dude, oh my God, because my fucking head was killing me, dude. Just as it is right now. But, dude, I wanna open the window so bad. Dude, we're not pussies here. We don't give up. There's no giving up here on this episode. There ain't no giving up here on True Speech. And there's no giving up overall in general. Dude, there's still a handful of things left here on the show that we have to talk about. Hey, but mind you, this could be ready for episode 509 as well. And there is no shortage of information here on this platform, on True Speech. And we can have more than enough to talk about. Okay, so we stop being a little pussy for a second. And dude, okay, so we open the window for a second, all right? So one thing on top of this, ladies and gentlemen, one thing that's going to break the roof off of this entire fucking show. How about my man, Terrence Howard? Terrence Howard. So, all right, let's go. Let's pull this shit up on Google. Let's just pull this shit up right now. We're going to play something for you. We're going to look. We're going to have fun. We're going to Google. We're going to do whatever the fuck we need to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We do whatever the fuck we need to do to get our points across. It doesn't matter if you get a little fucking headache. Or, go eat a dick, nigga. Get the fuck out of here with your little fucking faggot asses. All right, so if you got a problem, get the fuck out of here. Terrence Howard. All right, so Siri, we're going to look up Terrence Howard, okay? Howard. Dude, Terrence Howard blowing people's minds off their fucking heads. What the fuck, dude? So Terrence Howard. Terrence fucking Howard, bro. Well, so I said, I now know why Tony Stark fired this guy. Dude, what the heck is this? So Terrence Howard shows up and obviously has an episode of Joe Rogan. So Terrence Howard shows up on the Joe Rogan episode. Now, obviously, he was on the Joe Rogan. So he's on the most recent, one of the most recent episodes of Joe Rogan. So, this is via imbd.com, ladies and gentlemen. So, I now know why Tony Stark fired this guy. Terrence Howard claims that black holes do not exist on JRE and fans have lost their mind. Before actor Don Cheadle gladly made James Rhodes, a.k.a. War Machine, his own, it was actor Terrence Howard, if you guys remember, played Iron Man. Played the role in Iron Man of War Machine. He played the role of War Machine in Iron Man. He didn't play Iron Man, guys. Let me reiterate that. Due to a series of unfortunate events, the actor was replaced in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He told Hollywood.com that Iron Man was responsible for killing or trying to kill his career in the film industry. So, Terrence Howard. Okay, so what the fuck were we talking about? So, we're talking about Terrence Howard here on True Speech. Dude, where the fuck is the video at? We gotta find this video. We gotta fucking find this video, bro. We gotta fucking find this video, so. Oh, yeah, my locked account on Twitter. Fuck you, motherfucking soft little fucking motherfuckers. How about that? How about that? How about that? How? So, hey, let me see if I can spell this right. Terrence Howard. Come on. Bitch, are you deaf? Hey, man, that's why I don't fuck with those stupid fucking ass. Fucking gay ass Siri, dude. Siri's a little bitch. Fucking Siri, dude. Siri can suck a dick. Siri can suck a fucking ass dick. Alright, so how about Terrence Howard? So?
1887. They were trying to prove whether there was an ether or an effect of an ether, or the quintessence that everything came from. That used to be called the fifth element. That everything in that from antiquity, everyone understood that nothing just something doesn't come out of nothing. It's like when you look at the air, it looks clear, but you change the pressure condition, the balance of the change of pressure condition, we call that condensation. It creates clouds. And you change the motion conditions, whether it's moving quickly or slowly, it's going to become snow, it's going to become rain, it's going to become hail. So everything comes down to just one of two forces. Either you're breathing in and filling up something, or you're pouring it out. But the scientists, they ignored Walter Russell's work because he didn't include any equations inside of it. Remember the Michelson-Morley experiment from 1877? Linchpin now. Here I've invented, here I'm an Oscar-nominated actor that is known all around the world, face recognition, vocal recognition, all around the world. I've invented a new form of flight. Tangential flight, the ability to fly around your own center of mass, something they've never been able to do. And you don't hear anything about it. And it's unlimited
bonding. This podcast is shitty, man.
What Jonathan Davis sent over, he's one of the other programmers that work with us.
Explain what it does? Explain, when you said flight, what do you mean?
Tangential flight.
What do you mean by that?
It means right now, fixed-wing aircraft can go 4 degrees of direction. They go up, down. You know, some can go forwards and back, you know, backwards and right to left. But this is able to spin around its own center of mass. Completely spin around its own center of mass, something they've never, people are able to do it by falling, but this is a sustained system that's able to go around. I sent that other video to you. But their ability, because this is the geometry of hydrogen, any bond that hydrogen can make, linchpin can make, and what they're basically doing is building the periodic table in front of you. If you play four of them coming together, it's four like 30-second videos. You know, I'll explain it out, but you'll see how these things align themselves. Well, this is, and they're all following this queen as a colony, and they'll do everything that she's doing. There's, go to the very first video. There's four in a row on it. Oh, that's how it came up to you. Well, let's see which one this is. This is four of them that's going to come together to pick up a barrel.
And what's powering them?
Right now, we're going to use hydrogen fuel cells. But I have another system, you know, that I was going to talk about in a second. But it's an unlimited source of power.
But so hydrogen fuel cells,
or you can use lithium batteries.
And there, how are they moving? Like, what are those?
Joe is acting like he's really curious.
Like propellers?
Yeah, those are props. But
okay.
But that right there, what we have right there is it's a pitch.
Restaurants that are closing in 2020.
Bro, that shit's fucking wild. This is like one of the most funniest, wildest podcasts. My man, Terrence Howard, bro. We got to go to the fucking source, my guys. Here we go. We got to go to the fucking source, man.
Charge it right at our equator. And then it will rotate its way around and slowly be pushed out by the solar wind by Jupiter.
So like coronal mass ejections.
Coronal mass ejections.
So some kind of...
This podcast is brought to you by Carvana. Looking for a new ride? Shop for your next car from the comfort of home. 100% online with Carvana. Whether you know what you want or just know you want to shop around, Carvana makes buying a car easy and hassle-free.
Dude, what a wild show though, huh?
Including thousands of quality cars for under $20,000. With Carvana, you can get pre-qualified in minutes and customize your terms, even getting down payments as low as $0 down. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for cars from the comfort of your home or anywhere else.
Of ejection of matter leaves the sun, and over billions and billions of years, enough of it collects, and there's enough of a force
to where ultimately that coalescing
idea
that they have, that's where it happens. It's not from materials that's just been left over from the Big Bang, you know, like Rupert Sheldrake says, you know, the physicists of today ask for, give us one miracle and, you know, show us how everything came from nothing and we'll explain everything else. And they can't explain everything else. They can't explain the morphic resonance that's happening between things like
right now, smart, though,
because I've
discovered
these wave conjugations. Every person on the planet that's been thinking about it will now have ideas concerning, but not just us, but all humanoids throughout the entire universe will now get that same resonance and be able to apply it, like the experiments with the rats.
Right.
You teach a rat something here in London, and then in New York you find the rats are doing the same thing.
Right.
Spontaneously, because of the morphic resonance, because we are all connected on this ether, and that waveform that's the consciousness. We are all just one.
Dude, this
great
is pretty
being.
Fucking wild, yeah. Though, huh?
You know, that's what they forget. We're not separate. We're all, the universe is probably one cell inside of some super organism.
Right.
And we're just little who, you know, little who's like Horton hears a who and trying to make sense of it. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing that we're making sense of it. But everything is just one.
This is a fucking wild ass podcast, man.
We're all God. That's what Jesus was talking about. That's what you know, Buddha was talking about. It's recognizing the divinity in you. What I did as a child, I said, I'm going to instead of waiting for the Messiah to show up, what if everybody picked up their torture stake and behaved and did the things that they had expected the Messiah to do? What if everybody just for one day walked around and behaved as if they were God himself and did the things that they would expect the Creator? And we know God can't just be a male, because no man can produce a child without a female. Everything in the universe, as above, so below, like Billy Carson always talks about, you can't, everything has an equal and opposite. It has to mate. Mating is a big part of what we do. Mates with nitrogen, and that's how the carbon happens. Everything inside of us, all our cells, they're mating. There's a relationship going on in it. Everything's alive. There is no death, but that.
Dude, this is good fucking shit right here.
Talked about a mechanistic world. God took dirt and blew into it the breath of life, and it came to life. But if you look at the Brownian effect, what is breathing? Going from positive to negative. And they see all these, even the plastic that makes these things up, are still going from, it's still carbon, polarizing from positive to negative. Breathing in, breathing out. It's just under a different state of matter, but there is no death. There's no death. We are all, everything's eternal. And once we forget, once we get rid of the idea, okay, you're going to die and disappear, you know, then they don't have any grasp over you anymore. And to be free, the truth will set you free. You know, that's why I was like, okay, well, if this truth caused me this lifetime, then wonderful, I've accomplished what I needed to do. Because I think in the previous lifetime, I was supposed to do these things and I didn't. And that's why it's been so hard for me. And that's why I've pushed so hard to get these things out, because...
So you felt like that, like, from the womb?
From the womb, I had to get this done.
So you felt like you had these things that you didn't get out in a previous lifetime. Joe's trying to figure out what he's saying. Now you feel like an unstoppable urge.
I have to, at all costs.
So can I go... I would love to talk more about this, but I don't want to lose this thought. So if I want to go back to the formation of planets. So under this theory... These stars eject matter, and over time, this matter will achieve a certain amount of distance from the sun.
Short distance. Look at Mercury. Mercury isn't that far from it.
Right. It kind of makes sense. And then over time, it'll eventually get further and further out. The sun will continue to make more and more planets. Over an imperceptible amount of time. We won't be able to measure it. It's for in our world, we'll see it. It appears static, just like plants appear static to us. But if you ever watch one of those
the
motion capture
life of plants.
Yeah, plants are moving and touching each other, and they're just doing it at a pace that our brain can't handle.
A different temporal dimension.
Yes. So the sun is creating planets, but it's doing so at a pace that our mind can't really wrap around. So we want to think there's just matter, and that it's flying through space, and it collects via gravity, and the more mass, the more gravity.
It's supposed to, but look at take a balloon. Another thing that kills gravity. Gravity is supposed to be the greater the mass is the greater the attractor. You take a balloon, you rub it on your leg, you put it over the ground. Watch the dust particles jump off the ground, off this big mass called the Earth, and jump onto that balloon. Because why? Electricity is 137 times stronger than the pull of gravity, or the effects of the so-called gravity.
Mm.
It's the electric force that's the attractive force. It's the electric force that tightens everything together as the masculine, and then the dividing force is the radiative force, the magnetic field. It oblates and pushes everything out, and then they collect together again. But
this is fucking wild, huh?
The proper angles of incidence, like the Birkeland currents talked about, those plasma currents talked about, those angles of incidence is at 120 degrees when it converts it back into electricity, and it will keep collecting and coming and making life. The planet isn't a dead thing. It didn't just happen to come together. That's just the process by which it was given life. It's alive. and it's screaming. It thought we were going to be beneficial to it. And now it's trying to kill us. It needs to scratch itself and get rid of us because we are too dangerous, because we are using antiquated fundamentals. And like people say, well, what business do you have coming in here talking about science and all that? You're an actor. You want to know what my first patent was? The entire AR, VR world was built off of my first patent that was abandoned because I paid $260,000 for the worldwide patent. But then my lawyers kept sending me these maintenance fees and annuities. And I'm like, these folks are just trying to shake me down. I'm not going to pay this. Well, a year later, if you would pull up my World of Windows patent, I think it's one of the first patents up there, I want you to see where your AR/VR world came from. And you look at the list of companies that has cited, and didn't just cite it, they built their entire AR/VR world off of my World of Windows patent. Can you pull that up, Jamie? Of the computer. Yeah, it's the very, not that one. Not that one, not that one. That's the propulsion patent. That's all you have, huh? Really? If you can go to Terry's linchpin, I'll show you on here. This is what it's what we put together for.
Is that online?
This is online.
Text me that link and I'll just send it to him.
Yeah.
You got it?
You got it.
Okay.
So, merging virtual reality. It says merging virtual reality with reality. Go down. Patents and files, the very first one. Pop on that. So, you go look over to, you'll see my name, inventor, Terrence Deshawn Howard. Worldwide application. And let's just read the abstract just so they...
System and method for merging virtual reality and reality. Scroll it so I can see it. To provide an enhanced sensory experience. A system and method of merging virtual reality sensory detail from a remote site into a room environment at a local site. The system preferably includes at least one image server, a plurality image collection devices, a display system compromising display devices, a control unit, digital processor, and a viewer position detector. The control unit preferably receives the viewer position information and transmits instructions to the digital processor. The digital processor preferably processes source data representing an aggregated flow, aggregated field of view from the image capturing devices in accordance with the instructions received from the control unit and outputs the refined data representing a desired display view to be displayed on one or more display devices wherein the viewer position detector dynamically determines the position of the viewer in the room environment and changes the desired display view corresponding to position changes of the viewer.
Now you see
this is all you.
Yeah, this is look at the inventor. Go back, go up a little bit and slide over.
Says
Terrence Deshawn Howard.
Yeah.
Worldwide patent 2010. It was abandoned. Now go to cited by. You see that 131 cited by? Tap on there. It's right under where it says abandoned. It's, patent
cited citation. By 31.
Cited by 31. It's to the right. Yep, right there. Tap on there and look at all the companies. And if you look at the patent, these companies have all earned, they have multi-billion dollar companies they've built off of my patent. Just roll through.
Sony, Microsoft, Amazon.
Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah.
Keep going. IBM, and it's still making money. This patent has earned over $7 trillion.
And you didn't get a piece.
And I haven't gotten a penny of it. When they did all of the Black Lives Matter, like Raytheon Company. And IBM, if you...
Crazy.
There's... And it still has another 9 years. Another 8 years in which I would be making money off of. But what they didn't know is they didn't understand is how it was really supposed to work. So they've just been taking this gun and been using it as a bat. And if they wanted to know, I could show them how it really, really works. But this is proof that my stuff...
Is legit. So let me ask you this before we stray away from this too much. The concept of gravity. So if it's all electricity that's causing these forces and it's all outside in, when the Saturn V rocket is escaping Earth's atmosphere, what is it fighting against?
What that's fighting against is the rotation. Remember, there's a centripetal spin that's taking place with the Earth.
Right.
And there's an electrical field that's generated from that. That's that centripetal spin that holds things inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's fighting against. That's that electric field.
And we're calling it gravity.
We're calling it gravity. But gravity is just the effect of the electric field, and the electric field is balanced by the radiative field.
And the more mass something has, the more it gets pulled.
The greater electric potential it has. You know,
the heavier it is, the waves are tighter.
Yes. Electricity can now, it doesn't have to jump over anything. And as I showed you with some of the pieces, as long as they're close together, then you don't have the magnetic field that forms, that discharge, because they're able to stay south northeasterly in their direction. They're not forced to go southwesterly and spin out. Either you're spinning to the right or spinning to the left. That's the only two directions in the universe. Spinning to the right is northeastern, that's electric. If it's spinning to the left, it's magnetic, and it's expanding out.
This shit's wild, huh? This is a really good episode.
And so now what I would love to do is invite Neil deGrasse and David Tong or any astrophysicist, any chemist, anyone in any field of science to sit down with me and examine these patents, examine the supersymmetrical systems that I've developed. But I want to show you linchpin now. Here I've invented, here I'm an Oscar-nominated actor that is known all around the world, face recognition, vocal recognition, all around the world. I've invented a new form of flight, tangential flight, the ability to fly around your own center of mass, something they've never been able to do. And you don't hear anything about it. And it's unlimited bonding. If you can go to what Jonathan Davis sent over, he's one of the other programmers that work with us.
Explain what it does? Explain, when you said flight, what do you mean?
Tangential flight.
What do you mean by that?
It means right now, fixed-wing aircraft, you can go in 4 degrees of direction. It go up, down, you know, some can go forwards and back, you know, backwards and right to left. But this is able to spin around its own center of mass. Completely spin around its own center of mass, something they've never, people are able to do it by falling, but this is a sustained system that's able to go around. I sent that other video to you. But their ability, because this is the geometry of hydrogen, any bond that hydrogen can make, linchpin can make, and what they're basically doing is building a periodic table in front of you. If you play four of them coming together, it's four, like, 30-second videos, you know, I'll explain it out, but you'll see how these things align themselves. Well, this is the swarm, and they're all following this queen as a colony, and they'll do everything that she's doing. Go to the very first video. There's four in a row on it. Oh, that's how it came up to you. Well, let's see which one is it. This is four of them that's going to come together to pick up a barrel.
And what's powering them?
Right now, we're gonna use.
Dude, what a fucking, what a wild ass episode. Are you guys all right with hearing it, dude? We gotta have a fucking great time here, dude. So fuck you. We gotta keep this kit going on there. This is pretty informative.
But I have another system, you know, that I was gonna talk about in a second. But
this is like Call of Duty.
But so hydrogen fuel cells,
or you can use lithium batteries.
And they're so the how are they moving? Like what's is what are those? Is that like a are those like propellers?
Yeah, those are props. But
okay.
But that right there, what we have right there is it's a pitch, collective pitch. So instead of the props having to turn themselves around, instead of all the props having to turn themselves around to stop and turn in the opposite direction,
like
they just switch. the direction. They just, so it's a collective pitch and it changes. And so now instead of going up, you're going down, but now five of them will come together and watch what the five does with, so this is the end of Cranes. This is the, and how many is necessary. And they can, since this is the fractal, they can be as small as a nanoparticle, or they can be as large as the universe, because the entire universe comes down to this. So I was trying to reach out to Elon Musk. I was trying to reach out to Jeff Bezos. I was trying, because my main goal was I was building these to clean up the upper atmosphere, all of that debris that's up there, and ultimately to mine the asteroid belt. Because you can't go out there. They keep talking about going out there. That's like you try and go that far away. That's like us. That's like taking a starfish from the bottom of the ocean and bringing it up to where we are. Everything expands. The nitrogen expands too much. That animal dies. You take us outside where Mars is, nitrogen has expanded so much more. The hydrogen has expanded so much more that you will never be able to, you won't even have a spaceship or a suit on that's strong enough to keep your body together, and you will never be able to come back to 93 million miles away from the sun, because everything will have expanded and you will expand to a point of vacuity and explode out. So trying to send a man out to Mars is like trying to send a man to live on Venus. The pressure is too tight near Venus. We will get crushed in a second. It's like being pushed to the bottom of the ocean immediately. You will get crushed immediately.
I'm sure you're blowing Joe's mind right now.
Change as we move from the sun. But science have neglected that because they've said it's a void there. And they don't account for that higher pressure condition. But they found that radioactive decay is quicker closer to the sun near Venus. Why? Because the pressure condition, that electric field and those magnetic fields are pushing on each other, causing it to turn back into an electric force in comparison to further away when the sun, when the earth is closer
to the sun. You guys should see my reaction right now, dude. I'm blown away, bro.
It's quicker than when it's further away from the sun. Is that by accident? Or is it just because of the change of pressure conditions? So us talking about going out,
the cops when my wife guys? Sit
on the thing, are we going to be
able to put the cops people on set? Who's breaking the fucking law right now? Who's breaking the fucking ass law right now? Who's doing something to get the cops on them? You little fucking motherfucking pussies. What the fuck is wrong with you niggas? Come on, my guys.
I don't know. It's too nebulous. It's expanded out too far. Our pressure, we would have to have a suit so strong and powerful in order for us to do that. But Linchpin is able to make it out there because we have another propulsion system that we've put together where I'm able to take water and put it into a small change. And this patent has been granted. It's the propulsion projectile. And we patented it as a gun, because I didn't want anybody else to be able to use it like a gun, but it's basically lightning in a bottle. We take water and we put it inside of a small chamber based on the wave conjugations that I have and the angles of incidence. Dude. And we run an electric charge through a small amount of water. The water is not able to expand into gas like it wants to because it's locked into the pressure condition, so immediately it converts into plasma. And it converts the gas dimension into a power dimension, so it's
dude. This whole thing is like full of fucking knowledge.
Just wow. From water, and there's no end. Like with
so it's a real lightning gun, like yes, a quake.
Yes. So and the patent's been granted. Typically you're limited to how much charge you can put inside of a cartridge, and you know you have to get more and more charge or explosive in
Joe's
there
gotta smoke.
To get something out. But with electricity, you can send 1,000 volts or 1,000,000 volts through the same aperture. And that water is incompressible. And so it's just going to react. And immediately it converts into a plasma. And so we can project anything into space all of that has been accomplished, and it's ignored.
So it can act as a propulsion system for rockets as
Rockets, anything, and in space. And that's the whole point for it to, because there's just nothing but that, but moisture and that collective, and ice in there. So you...
Dude, oh my God. That's absolutely some wild ass shit, dude. Dude, imagine if we had like the last freaking half of the show with Terrence Howard on it. Dude, oh my God. Because what the fuck? Blowing some fucking knowledge, dude. What's to fucking stop us from listening and streaming this whole back half of this episode, ladies and gentlemen? I said we got till 6.
And now the how about till 6? Go all the way past Mars, attach themselves to whatever asteroid, mine that asteroid, bring it back, and have in one of the Lagrange areas. So for the audience out there, Lagrange areas are those areas where two... where multiple magnetic fields meet and there's no weight to something. Another death blow to gravity was the fact that it's not a constant. It could not be a constant because things weigh heavier on the poles of the Earth than it does on the surface of the poles than it does at the equator. They're heavier at the poles than they are at the equator. And the further away from the Earth you go, the less it goes. So there's no consistency about gravity. It is not a constant. It is a coefficient, and it's more so just an effect. And it's the same thing with the Planck scale. You look at the Planck scale, or the Planck length, or the Planck weight. All of those things are based upon gravity, and they're supposed to occur at 10 to the 15th, 10 to the minus 15th, the Planck scale. But at 10 to the minus 35 is where the proton and all of that behaves. They have gravity inside of there as if it's affecting it, but they've already said that at a small molecular level, you know, at the nuclear level, gravity has no effect. So how is that part of a Planck scale? You know, there's a guy, Fleming, that talks a lot about this, but you take that, you look at the speed of light. Is that a constant? You know, in 1928, they saw that there was different fluctuations between 1928 and 1948 between the speed of light. And then out of nowhere, and Rupert Sheldrake talks about this, out of nowhere, they began to be a constant again, where there were fluctuations before. And he asked one of the professors about it. And he said, oh, it's a thing that we call intellectual phase locking. Where when they get different measurements for the speed of light, all of the scientists around the world will average it out to one thing instead of showing the fluctuations in it.
Oh, wow.
It's called intellectual phase locking. It's not
called fudging. Is that also because of the crude methods of measurement that they have available?
No, they've been able to measure light, the speed of light, since Galileo was measuring Io going around Jupiter. And that's how they came up with the speed of light, was how he watched Io going around Jupiter and saw that there was a difference in how the light behaved. And they've been able to get very close measurements to what they thought was the speed of light. But it's never been a constant because it changes depending upon the medium it's going through. So there's no constant there, but they have that as part of the Planck scale. But the linchpin, the wave conjugations, the tetrion, it's the end of... It's the end of Planck. It's the end of Schrodinger's equation. It's the end of
all right, guys. We got one hell of a show today on this episode of True Speech with King. 35 minutes of content. How about Terrence Howard, though, huh? Absolutely blowing the fucking internet off its walls. Hearing the cops in the background. And we've had one hell of a time. For goddamn sure. So, I mean, that is our episode 508, ladies and gentlemen. We were back. I mean, obviously, like I said, it's been back since 507, 508. We've done two episodes back to back. We're going to keep on streaming this shit, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking ecstatic. I'm ecstatic. I'm excited. I'm very intrigued about this shit. Interesting. I'm very stoned at the same time. Dude, we got some tequila, like I said. Dude, we got some tequila, yeah. We got some tequila, baby. We got some tequila. We got some motherfucking tequila. Hey, Sharon's car for shit. Fuck, man. We got some tequila here. But let's take one more hit. Let's take one more little rip of this shit, man. We got some tequila here, and then we're gonna slide our way on out of here, ladies and gentlemen. And then we'll be back here on episode 509. Dude, we got so much left to talk about on the episode 509. No worries, guys. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. You little motherfuckers need to not be afraid of your fears. If you don't drink a shot of tequila right now, you're a little pussy. You're a little fucking bitch. If you don't do it, dude. You hear the bottle? You can hear the pussy fucking moving right now, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, three, tres, dos, uno. Three, two, one. Lord, have mercy on us.
Have the debate at any university, anytime they want to. But they have no comeback for it because I have four supersymmetrical systems, and that's the thing about geometry. Geometry is its own proof. Supersymmetry is its own proof, whereas equations, anybody can have an equation, and only certain people can try and understand it, and it can be fudged with renormalization, where anytime they have an infinity, they renormalize it. That's why Dyson left the whole group back in the 1940s when they were talking about quantum electrodynamics, and Feynman said it himself, you know, with this renormalization.
Dude, absolutely wild, man. We're going to continue this conversation. So, like I said, guys, like I said, anyone have that fucking rough cough that we mentioned in the early parts of the show? Fuck, dude. Some of the worst fucking shit in the world, huh? Dude, condolences to the Iranian president. You know, I mean, obviously not just the Iranian president, but everyone that was on that airplane that some shit happened to. We got blown up out of the sky. Rossi. Is that how you pronounce it? Racy? Rossi? No, my condolences to Rossi. Dude, oh my god. Anytime someone gets fucking killed, dude. I mean, the attempted assassination on the... I forgot the fuck. I don't know. He wasn't Ukrainian. He opposed everything. Every single one of Ukraine's little fucking schemes. And we're shot. Dude, so anyone that tries to keep the public aware, keep the people aware, anyone that doesn't abide by the elite's plans gets fucked in the ass. Everyone that doesn't abide by the elite's plans, dude, you get the worst part of life that is offered, dude. Because you don't abide by the rules. It's an unfortunate thing. It happens, dude. Fucking goddamn it. But we shall live to fight another day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is True Speech with the King, as we said. Follow us on Twitter, True Speech Pod, Instagram, True Speech Pod, as well as threads.net at True Speech Pod, GT King Official on Twitter, x.com/ GT King Official. Instagram.com/gtheking_official at threads.net/gtheking_official. And then some. We got more than enough, ladies and gentlemen. We got more than anything else to discuss here on the show. We got more than anything and everything. And we don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot wait to return back to the show. Like I said, thank you guys for who did tune in for the most recent episode before this one, 507. I love y'all so much, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. We have one hell of a show. We had one hell of a show today, and I appreciate you. Thanks, Terrence Crawford, for stopping by. I'm just kidding. No, dude, I was like, dude, I'm gonna streamline this last fucking whole ass part of Joe Rogan. on the show, and I was like, dude, I cannot do it. I was like, holy fuck shit, dude. But until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, all my true speechers, everyone else and their mothers and their sexy mothers out there, just getting all their attractive single moms. I'm just joking. I'm joking. Cancel me out right now. It's all right. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Memorial Day to all. I'm just joking about the Mother's Day part. I love you guys all. I'm just fucking joking around. Please, Julie, do not run me over, okay? I appreciate all you guys. I mean, Memorial Day is coming up and all that. Everything and then some. So, without further ado, guys, we are out of here. I appreciate y'all. Hope you guys enjoy that intro song, because I wanted to put the intro song as well as the original intro song. That's gonna be the second part when we're out of here. You like the exit song. You got an intro song and an exit song. You know, walk in, walk out. Exit, enter, exit, enter, exit, enter, exit. But without further ado, guys, we appreciate y'all for joining in here. We appreciate y'all for joining us here. Dude, we have a little bit over an hour, ladies and gentlemen. So, an hour and 21 minutes plus. Dude, we had one hell of a fucking ass time here on this show today. So, we appreciate y'all for joining in. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Threads. Follow me on Pornhub. Just kidding. Pornhub. Follow me on everything and everything that we mentioned here, ladies and gentlemen. Everything. Everyone and their mothers. Because true speech, like I said, we really will start talking about this show more to other people and get everyone on the train to joining and appreciating and being able to endure the insightful knowledge that we do talk about on the show. So I'm grateful and I'm happy and I'm ready and willing. Ready and willing like little 18-year-old virgins. Ready to go, ladies and gentlemen, as always. So this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. We'll be back up in this bitch next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to go anywhere longer. We're not going any fucking long. It's not going to be no fucking month plus or any time longer that we deprive you guys of true speech with the king. So we're back next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. We love you guys. Bye, folks. Have a good weekend. Don't drink and drive and don't do anything I wouldn't do, motherfuckers. Hey, that means I gave you guys a lot of fucking leeway for a lot of things, but don't do anything I wouldn't do, ladies and gentlemen. We're back up in this bitch next week. We're out of here. Bye, folks.
I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.